Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a podcast that's four runs up in the ninth inning. Unfortunately, the opposing team has the bases loaded and nobody out. This week on the show, Patton. And that has nothing to do with black patent leather shoes. It's Patton the guy. And we're going to learn all about him coming up very, very soon. Stay tuned. Patton is crazy. He's crazy. At least in this film, he's crazy. And I suspect that he may have been partially crazy in real life, but effective. Effective at what he does, and what he does is being a general, specifically kind of a tank general. He likes to roll across continents and make land grabs. And during World War II. And that's what he did, and that's what he does in this film. So the film starts with Patton, George C. Scott as Patton, standing in front of a giant American flag making a speech. And I have to admit that I had a little apprehension going into this film, not having seen it before, because I had seen bits and pieces of the movie, and the only thing I had seen was him standing in front of the flag making a speech. And I'm thinking, wow, 3 hours of this guy standing in front of a flag making a speech? That's got to be one heck of a speech. And if they had done that, I'm sure it would have been, but it may not have won Best Picture. Fortunately, the speech only lasts about, 4 or 5 minutes. It's a good speech, but, you know, brevity is the soul of wit. And then it moves into being more of a normal movie. It starts off in Africa, and Patton is, he's doing his Patton thing. His patented Patton thing. And what he does is annoy people and be a really, really good general. That's pretty much his modus operandi for most of the film. Pretty much all the film, actually. So you have his counterpart is General Bradley, and that's played by Carl Malden, who is not a guy when you think of, I want somebody to play a general in a film, probably not going to go Carl Malden right off the bat, but apparently Bradley was a pretty down-to-earth guy. Malden's a pretty down-to-earth guy, and so that all works out. What else can I tell you about this film? It's a war film, but it doesn't really have... for a war film, there's not a lot of fighting in it. I would say in the three-hour running time, or just short of 3 hours, probably not more than 20 minutes of actual battle scenes. Mostly it's Patton getting in trouble for saying things or doing things that are either severely, and believe me, severely politically incorrect. At one point, and it's kind of an early pivot point in the movie, he basically smacks the tar out of a guy who's, you know, sitting in a bed in a hospital crying because he just can't take it anymore. He can't take the fighting. And Patton... Patton's not impressed with his lack of courage, and he just basically starts whacking on the guy. And, of course, this causes a huge political fallout. And then there's other times in the movie where he says that almost any time he opens his mouth, he's surrounded by reporters, and he gets in trouble for opening his mouth. He's the king of saying, okay, this is off the record, right? And then, of course, it appears in the paper the next day. So Ike is the Allied commander in Europe. We never really actually see him, but we hear a lot about him. He's an ongoing presence in the film. And every time we hear about him, he's ticked off at Patton for something he said or did. That is counterbalanced by the fact that when Patton gets a division or an army of tanks behind him or in front of him, they tend to mow over everything in sight and be really, really, really effective. So eventually he gets himself into trouble and Eisenhower sits him down and, he doesn't sit him down literally because we don't see Eisenhower. But he sits him down figuratively and takes him out of the battle and kind of yanks his chain and sends him around Europe. And you're thinking, you know, kind of making public appearances in front of women's clubs and things like that. And you're thinking, okay, you know, some war movie about some general. This isn't too impressive. But of course, before it all ends, he gets his fingers back in the battle proper and is used to great effect. Now, I'm sure you can talk for hours about George C. Scott's performance as Patton. It's really good. Maybe not as hard-edged as some of the battle-hardened tough guys that we've seen in movies since. Louis Gossett Jr., an officer and a gentleman, comes to mind. And, of course, Arlie Ermey, in a very similar character, in a Full Metal Jacket. You see some of these people just scare the snot out of you just sitting in the audience. And Patton doesn't really do that, but he's probably more true to life in terms of a general. I mean, a general can... Maybe Patton could, but he couldn't, you know, he couldn't really just go around just scaring everybody all the time. At some point, you have to play the game. Patton's not good at it, but he does play the game a little bit, and occasionally he knows when to shut up, although it's not very often. When I say that he's crazy, though, in one scene, very early in the movie, and I don't know if this is real or not, but he goes out into the street when there's German planes attacking. They're strafing the street, and he's standing there with a handgun shooting at the German planes. Now, if nothing else... You gotta love that. He doesn't shoot them down, of course, because it would probably be very close to impossible. You'd have to be really, really lucky to knock out an airplane with a handgun while it's, you know, soaring overhead and shooting at you. But you gotta love his gusto, and he's got plenty of that. Carl Malden is good as the sometimes sidekick, sometimes overseer, sometimes friend. And really the maybe one of the most interesting parts of this film is that they just don't show Patton as a simple-minded tough guy. He also has a lot of other things going on. He quotes poetry. He believes in reincarnation, and he believes that he was some type of Roman general, apparently, at one point in history, and an advisor to Napoleon. And you know, he pretty much seriously spews this stuff out. Like, you know, this is just my destiny. This is what I do in every lifetime. And if that's true, more power to him, I guess. I don't think that there's as much place for a guy like that in the modern world, which is kind of where the movie ends up going later on anyway. So what I think of it? Well, I have to say that I found it very entertaining, and I am going to give it a buy it. Yes, it's a buy it, and it's worth watching, worth checking out, and it's, you know, I always like to give the caveat, it's 3 hours of your time. It's got an intermission, so even if you don't like to stop the movie, you can still get up, go to the bathroom, and make some popcorn. Always a handy thing. So check it out if you get the chance. It's Patton. Next week on the show, we are looking at The French Connection. Which is kind of cool because Patton has like a French connection itself. But that's beside the point and a really silly pun. Next week is The French Connection. I've seen parts of this. I may have even seen it all the way through like 100 years ago. I kind of remember it being pretty exciting, having some good chase scenes and whatnot. Looking forward to checking it out. Until then, I am Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, and it is a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Never forget that. Never forget. Have a good week, everybody. See you real soon.